Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things relating to the Press Box and to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, here with us now. And believe it or not, despite the wind, despite the cold temperatures, despite all of that, we're talking Derby preps, Mr. McLean.
You know, Bunzy, it's not that far along from the first Saturday in May. I mean, it's already January the 17th. It doesn't feel like it's even possible. Well, here we are. Today is the Grade 3 LeCompte Stakes, $200,000 at the Fairgrounds. Really developed into a major prep race on the road to the Kentucky Derby. They start with a LeCompte down in the Fairgrounds, and they come back, with the Risen Star, and then you got both of these races lead up to the Louisiana Derby. And then, of course, Louisiana Derby is a major prep for the Kentucky Derby. So maybe some would argue that LeCompte is not a major prep for the Kentucky Derby, major prep. It's a first step, and, a trip, I told someone just earlier today, Buzzy, a trip of 1,000 miles always starts with a single footstep.
That's right. All right, so it looks like a field of 14 going a mile and a 16, three-year-olds on the dirt, a purse of 200 grand. You can see it and wager on it, 6:55 Eastern on TVG. So tell me about this field, Gene.
Yeah, it's an excellent field, Buzzy. One of the top two-year-olds in the country last year ran second to Dennis's Moment in the Iroquois Stakes there at Churchill Downs. In the name of Scabbard, Scabbard owned by Joseph W. Sutton, is one of the 14 that you mentioned, now a three-year-old. This is a horse that ran not only very well against Dennis's Moment, although Dennis's Moment was pretty wrapped up by I.L. Red Ortiz in the Iroquois, but he came back, he ran fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile out at Santa Anita over a track that he probably hadn't trained over, a very deep, deep surface that day. And, I give him a little bit of an excuse. I thought he ran well to be fourth, to be very honest. This horse stands out on paper, a son of More Than Ready, and More Than Ready is a very versatile sire, Buzzy. This horse has been training down at Palm Meadows Training Center in South Florida in advance for this race. Corey Lannery will get the ride. I just think this horse really comes into this race as the prohibitive favorite. But there are a lot of horses in here that you're going to turn around and look at and say they got a legitimate shot as well.
Okay, so we now know that we know who is favored. The question is, my friend, how do you play?
Well, there's a couple of horses in here that Mark Cassie has, a horse by the name of Enforceable and a horse by the name of Lynn's Map. Both, I think, are legitimate candidates for the possible upset. There's other horses in here as well that I think are just a step or maybe a race, a win away from jumping well up on that Richter scale and jump up on that Derby leaderboard as we build points towards the first Saturday in May. I think, you got to use Scabbard no matter what you do in your exotic wagering. There's a horse in here that I'm definitely going to use, though, trained by Brad Cox, who was a guest on our show about a week ago,
right?
And as it turned out, the most listened to interview that I've ever had on the Press Box with a trainer.
How about
Brad
that?
Cox. But he's got Florent Giroux, who's been on fire for him down there at Fairgrounds, riding a horse by the name of Mr. Monomoy. And Mr. Monomoy not only has been making a name for himself on the racetrack, he ran second. I think he just got nipped going the route of ground for the first time by Lynn's Map. I think he'll improve off that race. But here's a horse that's a half-brother to the champion, to the one of the best fillies I've ever seen, including some of the best of the best. But, you go back Winning Colors or Genuine Risk some of the great fillies of our generations, Beholder and Snowbird, Songbird, you're just great fillies over the last generations. He's a half brother to Monomoy Girl,
yep,
who won the Oaks and has just been is just now getting back in Brad Cox's barn there at Fairgrounds as well. Mr. Monomoy is going to be my pick. I think he improves. I think he runs well. I think he puts himself in the mix for significant talks about the Kentucky Derby Trail 2020. And I'll use him with Scabbard. Got to use the big boy Scabbard in your mix. But I'm going to go with Mr. Monomoy to win it.
All right. And, of course, all of Gene's selections for the fairgrounds, everything that is going on in the world of thoroughbred racing, there is only one place you can find it. That is at PressBoxLTS.com. And so that is the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great, great weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. I look forward to seeing you soon at a racetrack near you.